your repentant power, love God power, and vegan power will help to save you, to save your physical being. And if you continue being so virtuous, humble, praying, humbly praying and eating vegan food to save lives of the living animal people, then you will be a saint. You will be beyond this world. It will be beneficial more than in this world, beyond this world, and the next beyond. Because God will take care of you. If you love God and repent sincerely, humbly, and don't commit sins again, be vegan and don't ever return to murdered animal people, flesh again, then you'll be free, completely free. You will go home to the mansions that God has built for you before you even return. You already have a place. If you leave the physical body and go to hell already, it's more difficult to be rescued, to be saved.
There was black fire, which felt extremely cold and hot at the same time. And there were beings whose shapes looked like the shapes of human beings. They were like decayed corpses, like zombies. They attacked me, tugged at me and bit me. It was an absolute horror and I was very scared. I felt like my limbs were tied to horses that were all running in different directions. It really tore and destroyed me. There was also a deep regret about my previous earthly life, and I thought I was just living a worthless, selfish life. Then suddenly a golden light exploded right next to me. It was clear to me that this golden light is eternal life. This was absolute love, complete peace, total security and perfection. Everyone is naturally rooted in this light.
Over to my left, there's like a 2 mile wide crater with orange, like yellowish, reddish flames coming up, and the screams are millions at the same time. A demon would grab my right arm and pull and would rip my arm off. My whole arm would come off and I'd see the skin hanging and the veins and the blood, and he'd pull it off and a couple seconds later it would be back on again, and he would do the same thing all over again, and he'd be holding my arm, looking at me, laughing, because he just wants to see the fear, the fright on my face. The chaos for me was the separation from God, knowing that I can pray all I want, I can't get my prayers up to him. It's over. I realized instantly that if, as long as you're living, as long as you're breathing and walking on this earth, you have a shot to pray to Jesus, to drop to your knees, to ask God to come into your life, to save your life, and to turn your life over to God.
I realized I was dead. And I knew instantly that this was a demon and it was taking me to hell. This demon is starting to torture me. These other demons are coming up and they're grabbing me and they're pulling on me and they're biting me and they're torturing me. It's the most horrible, horrible feeling. And that's what I was going through, is this demon was taking me to my permanent place to put me there forever, never ever to be moved. All of a sudden, you know, I had the most hopeless feeling I ever had in my life. I knew that I was never getting out of this, never, for all eternity. Let me make this real clear. Once you die and you go to hell, there's no hope. There's no redemption. There's no turning around. There's no going back. You're dead. It's over. Immediately, this demon that I had been fighting, trying to get away from, immediately this demon let go. And as soon as the demon did, I was transported so fast. The next thing you know, I'm at heaven's gate. I'm at the gates of heaven. As much as I was tortured in hell, as much as I was fearful in hell, I now had the most euphoric feeling you could ever imagine. It's beyond anything you can experience in the flesh. Here in heaven, you're in the presence of God Almighty.
etc.
Because the physical body that God made you is the perfect image of God. And there is a secret switch or button, you call it, that the divinity can activate and make it work for your spiritual benefit and your spiritual liberation. In hell, you don't have that anymore. It's a different structure, you see. Many things are missing. Even the physical touch is invalid. So after many people die, they see themselves as just a body laying there. And they see everything that happens around them. But they cannot touch the living relatives, cannot talk to them, cannot do anything to make them pay attention to the dead or near dead or almost dead. Yeah. Because their body is there, but the real body, the real person is gone. Gone with all the power to connect with the divine. So if you are still alive, try to make the connection. So that connection will never be lost. Even if you have to go to hell to redeem your sins before that, or some sins from a past lifetime, you still have that connection switch. And the Living Master's role is to help you to switch it back on. And from then you know where. Oh, it's completely open forever anyway, after that. Unless you do something against the law of the universe, even after you already know right from wrong, then you cannot be saved. Only in the physical life is better. Of course, I went to hell and saved many souls also. But I come with their relatives, my children or friends, who are connected with you through the bloodline or love. Or some extraordinary things that happen, and you help each other all your life. So there is a connection with life, you see, with physical life. Physical life is a tool that cannot be absent. Even all the Buddhas, Bodhisattvas, saints and sages, even Jesus Christ, need that connection with heaven in order to come down to help other beings. And then to go back home, also relying on that. I know better, of course, because I'm one of the Trinity. Of course, everything that you say, Lord Jesus, is myself also. Everything you say, Lord Jesus, know, I know also. For example, like that, yes. But we're not bound hand and foot to anything. In the spiritual realm, spiritually highly developed people don't need physical things to understand each other or to work together. Just in this physical world, you need language, you need expression, you need all kinds of instruments to understand some abstract explanations. So today is like that. I just want to express my gratitude. There is still plenty of work to do by the Trinity, of which I'm a part of. Still so many things humans have to do. Animal people do some in different ways. I'm sorry. I have to leave you now. Maybe we'll talk again another time, because I cannot keep myself in the physical world at the moment. I have to go and have other things to do inside for humanity and for all beings, even on other planets. And in some instances like that, I can't always just delay. So I wish all of you the best. I thank all of you who are involved in this rescue mission, that you show your sincerity in repentance and become vegan, etc. That we can help to save the planet with this 1% good energy. Thank you so much. And may you be protected. May you be blessed. In the name of God, in the grace of the Most High and the Trinity. Most powerful. So long for now. May all be better on our planet. We still have much more to work for, to save this world and to save the souls before you depart. So take good care. Continue humbly praying. Be sincere. Be vegan. Be grateful to God. And here's representatives, all the masters, the saints and sages, Buddhas, Bodhisattvas. I love you. God loves you, God loves you, God loves you. Be well, be blessed. Amen.
Supreme Master Chinghai Vegan is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.